If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's dive into this celebrity boxing thing.
Yeah.
The Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight. You guys sent us some interesting stuff, articles, breakdowns, even some social media posts about the whole thing. What's the deal with this?
It's more than just a boxing match. It's like two worlds colliding, you know? You have the history of pro boxing and then this new wave of entertainment driven by, well, influencers.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. And when you look at the money they made, it's kind of wild. I mean, reports say Jake Paul, the YouTuber turned boxer, pulled in like $40 million.
Wow.
While Mike Tyson, the champ, the legend, supposedly got $20 million. Like half.
Half, yeah. That's crazy when you think about the experience Tyson brought to the ring.
Exactly. So how does that even happen?
Well, it shows how things are changing, how we watch sports, how we get entertained. Think about it. Jake Paul's got millions of fans online across all these platforms.
Right. Huge social media following.
Yeah, massive. And that means he's got built-in marketing power, a huge audience ready to watch him no matter what he's doing, boxing or YouTube, they're there.
It's almost like he's created his own media empire.
Exactly. He's not just a boxer, he's a businessman. And a smart one. He's using social media to make things happen, to make money.
And don't forget, he's part owner of the company that promoted the fight. Most Valuable Promotions, right?
That's right, MVP.
So he's in control, calling the shots. It's a whole different game now.
Multiple hats, and he's rocking all of them.
He is. And it makes you think, is this the new face of boxing, where social media matters more than, you know, actually being a great boxer?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And then you look at the money this event made, overall something like $80 million, a record-breaking $17.8 million just from ticket sales at AT&T Stadium.
Wow.
The highest ever outside of Nevada, they say. And then you've got Netflix streaming the fight live. They're putting serious money behind this.
They definitely see the potential in this kind of event to pull in a huge audience, yeah.
A huge audience, for sure. So we've got this new wave with Jake Paul, but then there's Mike Tyson. What a journey, right? Yeah, it's incredible. He's talked openly about his money troubles, even filing for bankruptcy back in 2003.
I remember that. It's amazing to see how he's turned things around.
He has. And part of that's his cannabis business, Tyson 2.0. It's doing really well.
It's a smart move. You know, using his name, his image, to build something beyond boxing.
It shows how athletes can be entrepreneurs. Even after setbacks, they can create something successful, a whole new career.
Makes you wonder, if social media was around during Tyson's prime, what would his career have looked like?
Oh, man, that's a good question. The knockout power, the reach of social media, it could have been a whole other level.
Definitely. And what about all the, I guess, the hardcore boxing fans?
Yeah.
Are they into this whole celebrity boxing thing? Or do they see it as, you know, not real boxing?
It's a mix, for sure. Some think it's watering down the sport, taking away from what it should be.
I can see that.
But others say it's bringing in new fans, a whole new generation who wouldn't normally watch boxing. And it's generating a buzz, excitement that, honestly, boxing's been missing lately.
Right. It's getting people talking, for sure. So it's a complicated situation, and it's a conversation that's going to keep going, especially as we see more of these influencer-driven events.
Absolutely. It's changing the game, whether people like it or not.
That's for sure. Okay, so we've got the rise of Jake Paul, the comeback of Mike Tyson, whole lot of money being thrown around, and Netflix jumping into the mix. It's a wild time for boxing.
Wild is a good word for it.
Yeah.
And it all makes you think about the future, you know? Where is this all heading?
Yeah, what's next for boxing? And is it going to be driven more by social media than, you know, actual talent in the ring?
It's a big question. And honestly, I don't think anyone has the answer yet. But it's definitely something to watch.
For sure. All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here. From the finances to the future of boxing. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah. There's so much more to unpack. And I think there are going to be a lot more surprises along the way.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for this part of our deep dive. But we'll be back soon to dig even deeper into this fascinating world of celebrity boxing. So stay tuned.
You know, it's kind of crazy when you compare this to what Tyson made back in his prime. Like in 97, he got 30 million for that fight against Evander Holyfield. You know, the one where he,
The U-bite?
yeah, exactly. And that's almost the same as what he made fighting Jake Paul. But Lord's a totally different place now, right?
Totally different. Back then, it was all about pay-per-view. And Tyson was like the king of pay-per-view.
He was, for sure. Now you've got streaming services like Netflix changing everything,
Wow.
and guys like Jake Paul using social media to reach like a global audience.
It's a game changer for sure. So in a way, this fight was a win-win, right? Tyson gets a huge payday back in the spotlight, and Jake Paul proves he's a real player in boxing and in like the whole entertainment world.
Definitely adds to the whole, you know, spectacle of it all.
And speaking of spectacle, you can't ignore the fact that they held this fight at AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Seriously,
Yeah.
it's like they brought together this mix of hardcore boxing fans and people who are just there for the show, the celebrity factor.
It's like a mashup of a sporting event and a like pop culture moment.
Exactly. You've got the weigh-in, the trash talk, the crazy entrances. It's all designed to create hype, get people talking, and it worked. They made over $17.8 million just from ticket sales. That's insane.
It's a record, right? Biggest boxing gate outside of Nevada.
Yeah, it is. It just shows how much people wanted to be a part of this whole thing. So you got to think about the legacy, too. For Mike Tyson, this is another chapter in a, well, a pretty wild career.
For sure, from champ to, you know, money problems to cannabis entrepreneur, and now these big exhibition matches.
He's definitely adapted, stayed relevant. It's pretty amazing. He went from being the pay-per-view king to making money in a totally different way through business and, you know, his name recognition.
Smart move.
Yeah.
And what about Jake Paul? Does beating Tyson, even an older Tyson, give him some like credibility as a boxer?
It has to, right? People have criticized him for fighting, you know, YouTubers and MMA guys. But beating someone with Tyson's name, even at 58, it gives him some bragging rights.
Yeah, it definitely shuts up some of the critics.
It also shows that his strategy is working. Using social media to build hype, get people interested in boxing. Whether you think he's a great boxer or not, you can't argue with his business skills.
He's definitely got a knack for it. And you gotta admit, he's brought a lot of new people to the sport, people who might never have watched boxing before.
That's a really good point. It makes you wonder if it's a good thing or a bad thing for boxing, you know? Is it bringing new life to the sport? Or is it like taking away from the real competition, the athleticism?
It's a tough question, and I don't think there's an easy answer.
Definitely not. One thing's for sure, this fight was huge. It went way beyond just boxing. It was about like different generations, different brands, and the power of entertainment in this digital world we live in.
It was a cultural moment for sure. It's
Yeah.
like, you know, you've got these two guys, right? Mike Tyson, the knockout artist, the baddest man on the planet, and now he's all about like cannabis and business.
It's a total transformation.
And then there's Jake Paul, the prankster, the internet kid, and he's trying to make it as a serious boxer.
It's almost like they switched roles, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It shows how, like, things are changing, how we see these guys. They're not just boxers, they're brands, they're
And the
personalities.
whole media landscape is changing too, right? Look at Netflix. They're streaming the fight live. They're trying to reach a whole new audience.
And if you think, what's their game plan here? Are they gonna, like, go all in on this kind of content? More celebrity fights, more, you know, internet-driven events.
It's a smart move for sure.
Yeah.
They're targeting a younger crowd, the people who are streaming everything, not watching cable TV.
And by mixing boxing with like internet celebrity, they're creating something that appeals to a much bigger audience.
Absolutely. It's like a hybrid event, something we haven't really seen before.
So what's next? Is this the future of boxing? Celebrity matchups, streaming deals, the whole nine yards.
It's hard to say for sure, but this fight was a huge success, financially speaking. It's going to make other promoters, other streaming platforms think, hey, we could do that too.
Right, they're going to see the dollar signs.
Exactly. But the big question is, what about the real boxing fans, the ones who've been watching for years, who care about the sport, the skill, the tradition? Are they going to be okay with all
Yeah,
this?
they're going to feel like it's, I don't know, like it's not real boxing anymore.
It's a valid concern for sure. It's a debate that's going to keep going as we see more of these events.
One thing's for certain, though. This Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight, it was a game changer. It showed that boxing is changing, evolving, trying to reach new people.
And it makes you think, what happens when the biggest fights are all about social media clout, not about who's the best boxer?
Right, is that what boxing's gonna become?
It's a tough question, and I don't know if we have the answer yet, but it's something we need to think about as this whole trend keeps going.
Absolutely. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. the money, the personalities, the future of boxing.
I've barely scratched the surface, really.
That's for sure. But that's all the time we have for our deep dive into this wild world of celebrity boxing. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time with another deep dive into something interesting.